We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So we're hearing some states are thinking about not opening up as quickly or maybe putting a pause on where they are right now. And Lord knows that we have to take this virus seriously, but the economic crisis that we're in, I think we need to take that pretty seriously as well. Let's talk to Stephen Moore about it. He is a visiting fellow at Heritage Foundation. You can check out his book, Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. And he joins us each week here on Monday. Stephen, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming back on with us.
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. Are you concerned about some of these states who are maybe slowing down some of their reopening plans so far?
Well, I am. But, you know, there's no way that states are going to be able to lock down again. I don't see it happening. And they may close down, you know, bars and some types of, you know, bowling alleys and things of that nature. But, you know, given the events of the last four weeks or so, I don't think states are going to be successful in telling people they can't go out. In fact, I noticed this weekend people were out and about. They were going to stores. They were going to restaurants. So I just don't think you're going to, I don't think there's any backtracking here other than a few selected industries. And the fact is, you know, the economy was really getting going again. I mean, that's one of my frustrations. You know, when I see Texas saying, well, we may have to shut down this or that. The most important thing is that the states that locked down, in other words, we know so much more today about coronavirus than we did 3 months ago. We know today that the states that locked down and kept people indoors, they actually had higher death rates than the states that stayed open and were smart about it and had, you know, sensible kinds of restraints, but not shutting down their businesses. So there is zero evidence that lockdowns reduce coronavirus cases.
Stephen, I want to ask you this question because I've seen so many articles that are saying, are you going to receive another stimulus check and who's going to qualify for the next one? I haven't seen anything coming out of D.C. that's like this is imminent, but there sure are a lot of economically based publications suggesting that a second stimulus check might be on the way. I think I know how you feel about the prospect of that, but I'm wondering what you think the likelihood of the listeners of this show right now getting another stimulus check direct deposited or sent to their house in relation to what's going on right now?
So that's a great question. And you're right. This is on the top of a lot of people's mind because people got $1,000 checks, a couple months ago. And so, you know, those were popular, by the way. People like free money, right?
So, they do. That's why they're all listening right now. They want to know.
So a couple things. First of all, the big battle is going to be over expanding these unemployment benefits that, you know, the $600 a week unemployment benefits, which are really negative for the economy because they're incentivizing people not to go back to work. In other words, you've got 4 out of 5 workers now across the country. They're getting paid more not to work than to work. That's just dumb. And if Trump were to agree with Pelosi to do that, I think you could kiss off any chance of him running. We can't have a recovery. We estimate 10 million Americans would not go back to work if you pay them not to. So then that comes down to what would help people. I think there is a chance we might do one more payment that just goes to everybody. You're right, Annie. I'm not in favor of that. I think it's just free money, and free money is not the way to make a place prosperous. But I think there is a decent chance that we're going to see a payroll tax suspension. And that I support because that helps workers. That helps the people who are going out working. It helps the businesses that have been struggling. They get a big tax cut from that. And And so that's what I would favor. And I think that some kind of a payroll tax cut will be in the next package.
Stephen Moore, visiting fellow at Heritage, on the phone with us. Stephen, is there any data supporting the idea that these stimulus checks actually have helped the economy in the last month or so?
No, look, I think that the main factor that got the economy, you know, back on its feet a bit was just the simple thing of getting the businesses reopened. I mean, you can't have an economy and you can't have production if you don't have businesses running. And so I think the major factor was the pressure that we put on businesses and governors, frankly, to reopen their states. And what happened was the red states opened up more quickly than the blue states. And not surprisingly, you know, the states that have the really high unemployment rates are the states like New York and states like Connecticut, and states like Maine that kept their businesses shut down. And so, you know, the five states that have the lowest unemployment rate today are Utah, Idaho, Montana, Iowa, and Arizona. And those are states that are open for business. And it's, people say, well, yeah, but those are the states that have coronavirus cases. Those are the states that have been testing from coronavirus. If you test more people, you're going to get more people who are testing positive. I mean, that's just, we've now well over a million people have been tested in the country.
Stephen, I want to ask you about, we had the initial, Florida had said, if you were traveling to Florida from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, there might be another state involved in there, that you needed to quarantine for 14 days before you would go about the state. And then recently, Governor Cuomo has done a little tit for tat there and said, if you're coming from Florida, Texas, or a couple of other places, and that you are going to need to quarantine yourself. I don't know how this relates to the actual danger that exists with coronavirus. I don't know how much of this is going to hurt any of those economies. And I don't know how much of this is strictly just politics, because there was a lot of Florida, New York comparisons. They handled it in very different ways. But regardless, do you see the way New York, being, you know, I guess, the one of the biggest economies that we are going to have as far as a city goes, as New York goes, once we get them back up and running, the jobs numbers will be better, the economic numbers will be better.
Yeah.
Is Cuomo playing politics right now with the economy, or do you think he's doing what he thinks is actually best for the state?
Well, I think what's happening, it's very clear, folks. I mean, I'm so glad you asked this question, Adam. So if you look at what happened from, you know, the beginning of March through, what are we at, you know, we're now and it's towards the end of June.
I think it's 2032. I'm not really 100% sure.
Right. So the death rate in, guess what state had by far the highest death rate? That is, as a percentage of their population, the number of people who died from coronavirus. What state do you think that was?
New York?
By a mile. And then it was Connecticut, and it was New Jersey, and it was Rhode Island, and it was Michigan, and it was Pennsylvania. In other words, all of the blue states were the states that had massive death rates. In fact, now, you asked about New York and Florida, and you asked if Cuomo's playing politics here. Of course he is. New York, I mean, Cuomo is responsible for thousands of deaths. This man has blood on his hands. He was the one who opened up the nursing homes and caused thousands of deaths. He's the one who refused to shut down the New York subway system, which was the major transmitter of the disease. And so here's the situation. Florida and New York are about the same size in terms of their population. New York had 10 times more deaths than Florida did. So now Cuomo's saying people can't come in from Florida to New York. By the way, nobody from Florida wants to go to New York. People from New York want to go to Florida. So it's just a gambit. But people should be very clear. No one was more of a catastrophe. No one was more of a catastrophe than Andrew Cuomo. He is responsible for thousands of deaths. For him to say to Ron DeSantis, oh, we're not going to let people in from Florida, is a joke.
Stephen Moore, in light of that, we just moved into phase four in Illinois, which I guess is the last phase before we could get a vaccine and really reopen
phase
things.
Phase five, like we're in phase four until we have a vaccine and suitable treatment, according to Governor Pritzker. So phase four is pretty much in perpetuity.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about it. But in light of governors using these things as politics, you know, do you think there's a very real chance that not just Texas, but the governors like Pritzker and all over the country are going to use this moment to really start restricting things again for whatever various reasons they have?
Yeah, I do. I do think some of these liberal governors are going to do that. The liberal governors were the ones who shut down their economy most strictly in the first place, and they're the ones, again, that had the highest death rate. So the lockdowns did not work in those states. But, you know, liberals love to boss people around, and they love to be officious, and they love to set rules and regulations on your personal behavior. I'm kind of a libertarian, so I hate when government tells me what I can and can't do. My view is everybody knows about coronavirus right now. Everybody knows the risks. Every individual should be able to make their own decisions. If you don't want to go out of your house, you have God-given right not to. If you do want to go out, you should do it in a safe and, you know, healthy way. I don't have a problem with wearing masks indoors. But the idea that the governments are going to try to shut down the economy again, I know one guy in Washington, D.C., who doesn't want that to happen. That's Donald J. Trump. We need to rebuild our businesses. We got to rebuild. We got to get Americans back on the job. We got to get people back in stores. We're going to have thousands and thousands of our businesses fail. So this is not just about, you know, our lives, but our livelihoods as well. And it's a critical moment for the country to be resilient, to be courageous, to be brave. And to do the right thing, and let's get our businesses open because, you know, if you don't have commerce, you don't have an economy.
One last question before we let you go. This can be a quick one. I know how you feel about the minimum wage, but for the second time this year, low-wage workers in Illinois are going to see a boost to their pay. J.B. Pritzker's law that he signed last year is going to increase the minimum wage to $10 from $9.25. Chicago is a little bit higher than that, but is this coming at the worst possible time right now for an economy already faltering?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, look, we want to get people back on the job. And if you want to give, tell Governor Pritzker, because I know you talk to him all the time.
I keep
inviting Governor
him.
Pritzker, if you want to help low-income workers, help us suspend the payroll tax. That will give every minimum wage worker in America a 7.5% increase in their paycheck. Why don't we just do that? And rather than, you know, let them cut the tax on these workers rather than put all the burden on small businesses, because it's restaurants and it's small stores that are going to really feel the impact. Yeah, I think Pritzker thinks that these businesses make so much money. Most businesses are losing money right now. Where are they going to come up with the money to pay people higher wages? I mean, it's just craziness.
Yeah, it sure is. It's very disappointing. Stephen Moore, we look forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks so much for the update.
Have a great 4th of July, guys. Talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.